This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. This is going to be a cool conversation. I like what I heard in the pre-show conversation. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Absolutely. I mean, it sounds like something I could use on a daily basis and in my own position, and even realtors and anybody who's really in that real estate space.
Well, let's see. You're in the real estate industry and your website's built on WordPress. So yeah. I have a feeling, you could take full advantage of it. So let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Scott Lockhart. He's the Chief Operating Officer with Showcase IDX. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys.
It's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. I know you're very busy. Appreciate you making the time to join us. Scott, before we get into our conversation around Showcase IDX, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you and your background, and then give us that 10,000-foot view of Showcase IDX. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Sure. Personally, I've been with Showcase now for about 3 years, just a little over. And I've been doing a lot of technology consulting. I was co-founder of one of Atlanta's more popular startups probably about 8 years ago called Regata. I was also doing consulting with large banks like Wells Fargo, Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, also some retail consulting, but probably more relevant to this, probably about 10 years ago. For a good while, I was the CTO of RE/MAX Greater Atlanta, which at the time was by far the largest real estate brokerage here in town. And so taking that experience from the brokerage and kind of applying it now into kind of the other side of the fence and putting it into real estate search and providing a really nice experience for real estate agents on their own website. So with that, the Showcase IDX product is a real estate search that is a plugin for a WordPress website. And quite a few of the agents out there have WordPress-based websites that they've kind of built themselves or had someone else do. And we just slot right in there and provide a really nice, clean, well-designed search experience for them.
Yeah, so it sounds like you touched on it, but go a little bit deeper. How can really people really benefit from this if they do choose to put it into their WordPress?
Sure. Obviously, there's the value of having home search on your own website. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are going to Zillow, they're going to Trulia, they're going to these other big portals. But also, to reinforce your own personal brand, it's important that people can actually access up-to-date listings. We actually update every 10 minutes on both FMLS and Georgia MLS here in town. And it's important that they can get up-to-date listings and get those that local search right on that agent website to really reinforce that agent's kind of brand. Because if you don't have that in this day and age, people will wonder why.
Mm-hmm. Is this, in essence, a way for an agent who wants to beef up their own website so that the traffic won't go away to places like Zillow?
For sure. I mean, it's definitely, you could look at it as a bit of a honeypot for leads. So one thing we also do is work with the SEO of the site. We really integrate right into the site so we can help you get additional pages for individual listings and also hot sheets for community pages, give them additional exposure to the search engines like Google.
All right. So you mentioned you have local and national data. Talk to us more about that. How do you get it? And you said updated every 10 minutes?
Yeah. So we've been based here in Atlanta for 10 years. Mm-hmm. It's actually a company that's been around for a while. But up until, I guess, when I came on about 3 years ago, we've been very, very kind of focused on smaller markets around Georgia and Florida. But we have actually started national expansion over the last kind of 18 months. To do that, you have to have relationships with MLSs, and we're really developing those. We're actually going to be out in Austin at one of the large MLS conferences next week to talk to them about this new data dictionary and the way that MLSs are representing agents' listings online, not just locally, but nationally as well. It's a big question that's going on now.
So I'm trying to get a better idea of this plugin. And so for user experience, when I go to a realtor's website, it'll be built in to the sidebar or to the top header. Where is it exactly? It's a widget basically built in, and you have listings that you can scroll through.
Sure. Well, it's really flexible. So if you go to the homepage, very much like Zillow or Trulia, you can go and you can install very easily through something in WordPress lingo is called a short code. You can put this short code on your homepage and it will give you a little widget, a little search bar that you can put in like a location or a school or a zip code or even a neighborhood or a building. And then you can search from there and it will take you into a results page where you can see all of those results also on a map as well. We also have other widgets where you can put them inside a sidebar if you've got like a blog or something like that, and you're trying to, and you are bringing in blog traffic. So you can position a search form right next to kind of the locally relevant content that you're producing through your own content marketing strategy.
All right. Scott Lockhart will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, and we're back with Scott Lockhart, Chief Operating Officer with Showcase IDX.
So Scott, this sounds really interesting, and now I'm picturing this widget, and I'm wondering, what is the goal of the widget? You know, you put in a location to the search bar, and it either keeps you on page or takes you off page to the listings, and then what's the goal then? Is that to keep people on page and increase time on page, and then to get people to call the agent or to put in an email address? Talk about that.
Absolutely. Well, the goal really initially is to get people looking at homes. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, I think you have to take an approach where you have to give the consumer what the consumer wants. Mm-hmm. And what the consumer wants is to find the home that they don't know about yet, but that is their home. And that is one of the biggest fears when people are searching for a home, is that they're going to miss out on the home that's theirs by some quirk, or they're going to miss it here or there. So we take that very, very seriously. And that's a very big motivating factor in our design and everything that we do, is to make sure people can find that one home and not miss it. So along those lines, we get people into the search as fast as possible, looking at homes. And then from there, there's a number of different ways people can kind of create leads. Obviously, the agent is motivated in leads and getting people in contact with them. So there's telephone numbers and ways to register, ways to send messages to the agent, and a slew of other kind of ways to get them engaged and to get that kind of valuable email or phone number to the agent.
Sounds like you have some ways to customize that based on the agent's requirements and needs, yeah?
We do. There's ways to kind of keep it wide open so the person can just contact the agent when they're ready. There's also ways, some agents really prefer to kind of put a registration up before someone can actually see any listing detail. There's ways to do that. And we actually have a way that kind of combines both, where you kind of suggest that they register. They can say, no, I don't want to. And then you can actually, then, you know, they can look at a few more homes and you can be like, now you have to register.
Mm-hmm. Got it. I got it. So I mean, I'm thinking about there's other vehicles out there for real estate search. I'm getting a better sense of how you differentiate. Anything else we ought to be aware of?
Yeah, we're actually going to be launching in the new year a new version. This is kind of our 2.0 version that we're on right now, and we're going out to our 3.0 version. And what we've been able to do in the last few months is bring on some really top talent from around the Atlanta area, and actually outside of Atlanta as well. We brought a guy down who's doing some really interesting stuff up in Chattanooga, which is actually another big tech hub in the Southeast. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing is we're really focusing on what it takes to search for a home online. And we believe that it's less about the agent and it's more about the consumer. And building a tool set that people can use, real people, you know, husband, wife, partners, boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend, doesn't matter. And their extended sphere, you know, so their friends, their parents, especially for first-time home buyers, they want to bring people in. So how can people collaborate around a home search and give them tools that don't get in the way, but allow them to find a home and find that one home or a couple of homes that might be that one home, and do that really quickly and efficiently and make it kind of a more fun experience as opposed to something that's a little bit scary.
Oh, very, very cool. So the organization is an older company, but this is a relatively new product. Do you consider yourself, I mean, I think I heard you say that you're getting ready to go into version 3.0 of this product. Do you consider yourself still in beta or still learning and still iterating this thing? Or because you also talk about national expansion. So it's like you're taking this thing at a much, much bigger level. Talk more about where this is going in the future.
Sure. Yeah, we've been around for 10 years. The original product was kind of what was popular in kind of the the 2000s, which was an all-in-one product where you had the content management system and the search all wrapped up into one. And about 3 years ago, we were like, nah, that's not really where the industry's going. And also, there's other platforms that do that really well. Like WordPress, it has a massive user base and developer base that makes it pretty awesome. And there's other platforms as well that we'll probably expand onto, but WordPress by far dominates. Now, as far as iterating and where we are right now, we're definitely not in beta. We have quite a few customers, but we are always improving on the product. We certainly are never going to stop iterating. And I think that's one of the issues with many companies, especially technology companies. They get a product and they sell you a product, and then it never really changes or improves. Mm-hmm. And ours is constantly improving. And we are kind of going to be expanding nationally over the next year, 2 years. But that doesn't take away from what is really important, which is the core product. That is just opening up different MLS markets and getting access to that data. At the end of the day, we're just going to keep on improving the product and providing our customers, who also get locked in at whatever price we sign them up as, with a product that also grows with not just the industry, but also technology in general. Because we do use a lot of really cutting edge technology tools, and we do that to fit the right tool for the job. So we're not using like a hammer to cut wood, right? You know, we really go in and try and smartly solve problems.
Sounds very, very cool. So about out of time, Scott, you just said customer. So I imagine this is not a plugin you can just search for in the WordPress backend and download and install. How do you get your hands on it?
Well, actually, you can. If you go onto WordPress.org and search for plugins and look for Showcase IDX, you can find us there. You can install it. You will have to sign up on our website to get a 10-day free trial, which is plenty of time to find out if it's going to work on your site or not. You can customize it very easily without really any kind of techie knowledge once you get it in there. And then with FMLS and Georgia MLS, it generally takes, after you sign up, about a day or so, sometimes a little bit quicker, to get the appropriate approvals from those MLSs, and we can have you up and running really quick.
That sounds great. All right. So how can people contact you should they have questions? And what's the website where they can sign up?
Sure. Well, the website is showcaseidx.com. You can reach us at help@showcaseidx.com, and you can give us a call, and we actually answer the phone. It's 1-800-478-0181. That's 1-800-478-0181.
Wow.
Ask us any question you want.
A WordPress plugin I can actually talk to a human being.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Scott Lockhart, Chief Operating Officer with Showcase IDX. Scott, great to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Scott Lockhart, my co-host Brian Nani, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.